This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Does it really, does the war in Gaza even matter who's president in the United States? That's a fair question to ask, right?
That's why I don't agree with how Mehdi Hassan has conducted himself. This idea that, oh, if you don't vote Democrat and you vote Republican, then you're some kind of idiot or you've got it completely wrong. Because ultimately, backing the Democrats is surely the most deplorable position that anyone can take at this juncture. Arguably, it's way worse than anyone wanting to back Trump. And again, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm a Trump supporter from Britain. You know, I recognize that he is a rabid supporter of Israel and that he has pushed the Zionist agenda under his presidency as well. But if you're talking about the genocide and punishment for political punishment for allowing that genocide to happen, then surely the Democrats have to be the target. And I think as Muslims, like you say, we're a minority. It's limited how much we can achieve with our vote power. We have to pick our targets selectively and intelligently.
Yep.
That's why in the UK, despite the fact that the Conservatives were the ones in power prior to the election, despite the fact that Labour is the traditional home of Muslims and that Muslims in Britain tend to lean to the left if they are political, the Labour Party were the ones that we could punish significantly more so than the Conservatives because the Labour Party relies on Muslims much more than the Conservatives ever does. So pushing a boycott of the Conservative Party in Britain would have been a waste of time, quite frankly. I don't think they would have cared either way. But pushing a boycott of the Labour Party was and did have a significant impact and really rattled cages and showed that British Muslims are not going to be treated like a doormat when it comes to the issue of Gaza. In fact, it actually sent major shockwaves right up to Number 10 and to Westminster. We actually succeeded in achieving some, there are five pro-Gaza independent MPs that were elected in key seats that the Labour Party was hoping to win in order to further their majority hold on government. So again, that's an example arguably of a targeted campaign which achieved some successes and sent the right message to the British establishment. And that's what I urge American Muslims to try to do. But I really just do not accept the Mehdi Hassan position, because it was similar to the position of British Muslims who remained loyal to the Labour Party, even though the leader of the Labour Party is a notorious supporter of Israel as well. And they were going against the community's efforts to push a boycott campaign. So I think whatever you decide to do, hopefully that is the bottom line here, is punishing the Democrats is a simple goal. It's a realistic goal. It's one that can be achieved, but obviously not with the likes of Mehdi Hassan if he's going to lead the way.
You know what set me off is when he responded to Imam Tom, the arrogance of these liberal democratic leaning people, whether they're from journalism or academia, they are just so arrogant, right? It sets you off. And that's really what set me off on everything up to that point that he said on Gaza, on Palestine, was great. I loved it. I see his shorts coming up every night when I get home and I turn the TV on. I see his shorts coming up. He's great. But the arrogance, right? Talking down on everybody like that. But that's the quality, and that's what set me off from these liberal types from 15 years ago. Like, I cannot even stand coming near them or listening to a word that comes out of their arrogant mouths. That's number one. Number two, we all have been saying the right doesn't care about Muslims. There's no point in interacting with them, right? Then you got Donald Trump going into Michigan 3-4 times. And we know his father, his daughter's father-in-law is now a Lebanese Christian, and he helped facilitate these things, right? A lot of Lebanese in Michigan. But he had, I guess you could say, the gall to go there after all what he said about Muslims. I'm telling you, the guy relies upon the short-term memory of people and the gullibility of some community leaders. And he goes in there and one guy says, I don't know if you saw this clip, what do you have to say to the Muslim community? We love you, right? What are you going to do about this war? We're going to end it, right? We want peace. Why didn't the Democrats do this? Why didn't Kamala go there? And it's almost like they're trying to be consistent, where Trump is almost like this postmodern type where nothing matters except this feelings at this moment in time. No consistency matters, right? And he was able to get these people to stand up there and be pro and give a pro-Trump rally, basically, in Michigan. So he went 3-4 times, according to what I know. Some of it was publicized and some of it wasn't. But he went 3-4 times. And he had his guy working, his whatever, new family member. Why did Democrats completely drop the ball on this? Why didn't they go number one? And then when they did send in Clinton, oh my gosh, where are they? I mean, he totally basically shot them in the foot. But at the end of the day, not going to affect Gaza, in my personal opinion. Nothing's going to change on that front. And we're going to go back to life as is.
I just think that the only other thing I've noticed here, I've just noticed that there is a significant number of conversions to Islam taking place. This is something which we talk about a lot in the UK because it's a phenomenon which we've seen spike after Gaza.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that same phenomena is happening here, but I was in an Uber yesterday and I met a Mexican who had converted to Islam. I visited a stall where there were some pro-Palestine activists handing out leaflets, and there were two converts there. So this seems to me like a phenomenon that is happening in the States as well. And if we can't achieve anything politically, if we can't change anything on the ground for the people of Gaza, then perhaps one of our greatest weapons is to fall on our religion, you know, mm-hmm. and to rely on our religion and to keep pushing that message. That's something which I firmly believe now, especially from someone who comes from a very politically active background. Perhaps the most effective thing we can do is remain patient, pray, do our duty as Muslims, and just invite people to Islam. Maybe it's a long-term strategy, but it looks like it's bearing fruit already with the sheer number of conversions that's taking place. And it's something which really worries not just the establishment, but the Islamophobes, the right-wingers, the nationalists. You know, they can't understand. They kill Muslims in large numbers. They're at war with the Muslim world. They invade and occupy Muslim countries, yet the religion continues to grow no matter what they do, even though they have a media pumping out Islamophobic narratives. They have politicians treating Muslims like second-class citizens. They don't platform genuine Muslim speech in the mainstream. We're still growing as a community. And subhanAllah, I think that's a miracle in itself. Perhaps that's our most effective strategy, if nothing else.
That's my philosophy, and that's why we got the soup kitchen going. Go down to the low-hanging fruit, the people whose hearts are open, the people who are genuine, where there's no BS. Politics is 99.999% lies and BS and nonsense. And win or lose that game, whatever happens, happens. I'm not against people being involved in it. Muslims should be involved in everything, but really where the low-hanging fruit is. Go there. Allah's sending you a message. That's why we film out of a soup kitchen, and we're attached to the soup kitchen, and we want this to run 7 days a week, right? 7 days a week, soup kitchen open. Now we're open 1 day a week. But that's really what I personally believe in, the low-hanging fruit. Go where people's hearts are open to talk to you, where there's no nonsense, there's no lies, there's no BS, right? That's where you're going to go, because those people, from them will come future governors, future politicians, future millionaires. If you deal with a million mesakin, million poor people in your lifetime, from them will come very influential people just by percentages, right? And those influential people you touch their heart, you touch their lives. They know you 100%. So it's more of a long-term cultural result that you're going to get. And that's what I'm comfortable doing. That's what I do. And I wish everyone the best, regardless of what their, all the Muslims, regardless what their, how they're trying to help, you know, as long as it's within a fundamentals of Islam, I give them support. I pray that they benefit the people and they're successful. So I like to take that optimistic and clean-hearted approach towards all the Muslims trying to do different things, even in politics.
Inshallah, inshallah. No, I wish you all the best, and I wish everyone here in America all the best. And I hope that however the vote falls, it will send the right message to the people of Gaza, inshallah.